All right, man. Let's see. Where are you, dude? Where are you, dude? There we go. Couldn't find the... this mouse that we have for the TriCaster is like... doesn't really read very well. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just moves so goddamn fast. It's like... yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I hate that movie, Major League. I hate it. Because it's been on every goddamn year since it came out. Every fucking day somewhere, someone's running that fucking movie, Major League. You know? And it does not hold up. The humor does not hold up on that. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Oh, my God. Baseball movies, you got to do something special to make a good baseball movie. All right, where am I at, man? Is this it? The Pro Pulling League. Yeah, I got your Pro Pulling League. NHL Tonight. I can do that. 1, 2, 3. That's really funny. Ben Mankiewicz is in this fucking movie. What is this flick? Maybe it ain't a movie. Maybe it's an actual promo for the network. Australian Open? No, I don't think so. PGA Golf? Not yet. Although the big tournaments have started. So they already done Hawaii? They must have already plowed through Hawaii. They used to have the LA Open in January, you know, and they may have pushed that to February, I think, now. At one time it was called the LA Open, then it was the Glenn Campbell LA Open. Now I don't know what the fuck they call it, but, you know, the Braunschweiger Open. Farmers Insurance Open. What? Where's this at? In beautiful Busted Whistle, North Carolina. What? Yes. So let's talk about our... how do you feel about this, Chef?
Well, you know, I like the idea of the bar fight. I wanted to be in on it last year. I asked specifically to be in on it last year, and I didn't allow that.
All right, we also have Rudy Canoza from the Prime Rib Room, and you guys have stepped up the plate on this thing.
It's going to be fun, Phil. You know, I'm a huge motherfucker. It's going to be fun, Phil. I'm a big one.
You've got a big one, or what did you say?
I didn't say anything, man. I didn't say anything. It's going to be a lot of fun, Phil. And
well, I think it'll be fun, too, Phil. And let me just talk, because you wanted to talk to me.
No, I want to talk to both of you guys.
All right, you want to talk to both of us.
It stands to reason, you know.
Well, maybe, but I was on here first, so I'd like to get it said. The bar fight, I don't know. Do people vote for us?
People predict who's going to win, yeah. And then we take the best prediction of them all, and we, you know. So we have Rudy and we have Chef Jadilia talking about the bar fight coming up in 1 week. I went out, I got drunk last night at a Greek restaurant with my good friend Don and his brother-in-law, also a good friend of mine, Bob. And the three of us just, you know, talked about it, got fucking hammered. And I don't really drink that much these days. I mean, I just, it takes more of a toll, man, on you physically or something the older you get, because I just got like... But the bartender is this chick named Nicolette. She came over and she read, not my tea leaves... She read the coffee grounds. I had a cup of Turkish, Greek coffee. Really great Greek restaurant in Ventura Harbor called Santini's. Great place. It's actually called the Greek Restaurant Seafood, you know, something like that. But they call it Santini's because the bar next door is called Santini's, or their bar. I don't know what the... Anyway, she said to me, well, I won't get into it, but her prediction was right. And believe me, I don't buy... fortune tellers. I know, you know, the leading question. I know how a lot of them do it. I mean, I could, like I've often said, I could probably make a decent living at it myself because I know exactly how they do a lot of the bullshit artists. I don't know, but, you know, how they do it. A lot of leading questions, a lot of common answers that you're going to get from everybody. And now there was a dog in your life. Well, no shit. You know, that kind of stuff. It's not that hard to do. But she was really specific with some stuff. And, you know, it's, wow, you know. So I was thinking, what character would be, I gotta tell you, Phil, I was, I mean, I don't, you know, what's this? What? Get out of here, will you? Since when am I getting notifications? Get out of here with these fucking notifications. You're gonna drive me out of my goddamn mind with your goddamn notifications. You know, I don't really believe. Is it Steve Bozell? Is it Art Greer? You know, Phil, I don't really believe in... Who's a character we haven't used in a long time? I'm kind of surprised. I'm a little bit shocked. You know, what happened?
Well, she read these coffee grounds or whatever, and Jesus H. I mean, I was frightened by it.
Oh, yeah, this is Chris Norton, and we got to talk to General Shaw about how he fucked those names up. The light, the heat, your eyes, I am complete, your eyes. Yes, Phil, I was,
And I don't believe this, but she said some things. Well, I mean, wow, I have to be honest with you. It was,
Was she right?
I'm very skeptical of this stuff. Very skeptical. Skeptical.
Can you share with us some of the things she said?
In general terms, she said, you've been through one trough of let's say you've been through one sort of trough of a life cycle. Things have not been going your way. And you are now coming out of that one, and that is the second of these life troughs. And, of course, I looked at her and I said, you know, you're comparing my life to something that a cow drink. Well,
you don't have to take it personally, Herb.
It's very difficult not to, but I said, you're comparing my life to something a cow sucks water out of, but that's all right.
What do you mean?
A trough.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, and...
Who's up here, man? In your eyes, your eyes. Oh, I want to feel the light and the heat. The Farmers Insurance Open, huh? I can find that one right now. Obviously, this is a tape because it's got to be pitch fucking black. Something tells me this is North Carolina. Am I right or wrong? No, they don't start. Do they start the season back east? They start it generally out here in Hawaii. But I am loath to rely upon myself for that kind of information. PGA. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, PGA Tour. Farmers Insurance, South Carolina. Oh, no, this is La Jolla. This is California. This is La Jolla. Look at that shit weather. Yeah, well, it is wintertime, Phil. I know, but everybody is in? No? This is live, then. There's Rory McIlroy. Right now, Leishman, Rahm, Snedeker, and McIlroy is tied for third right here. I don't see where they have a winner. I mean, this could be it looks like Leishman won because it doesn't say that they're still playing. This is giving it as a final. Leishman, Rahm, Snedeker, McIlroy, Hodge. This is the Torrey Pines. We have an annual golf tournament that we've had since the 80s. I talked about a lot in the old boot tournament. And the guys just got back from, because I don't golf in it anymore, man, because my fucking back is fucked up and I'm too goddamn busy anyway. But they were in Costa Rica 2 years ago. We were talking about a dinner last night. And I don't know where they were this year. But they had it at Torrey Pines 1 year. They had it down there. Was it Torrey? Yeah. Great little club. Loved it. I say little club, but they're not. Wouldn't they say who won? Looks like this guy and Tiger Woods tied for ninth, according to this. Now, again, they might still be playing because it's only here. It's whatever it is, 4. It's 5:08, man. It's not. It's too dark. It's too fucking dark. This tournament's over. So the guy that won was this Leishman dude. What hole are these guys on? Not a very big crowd either. The weather really held down the crowds out there at Torrey Pines for the Farmers Insurance Open. Why's that? Because no one gave a fuck. Sung Kang. Maybe this is the last round and they just started. It's like it's through nine holes. Okay, see. So yeah, this is... this is the FedEx Cup. Your eye, I am complete. You're only talking about one eye. That's right. Your eye in your single eye. Somebody better just... put me out of my misery.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I'm a guy that, and all I'm asking for is now some consideration that no one laugh at me or anything like that, you know. That fan you hear is a heater.
Which I'll turn it off at some point. But I'm not turning it off just yet. Testing?
Here we have Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills. It's completely fucked up, you know. Let me see here, man. All right, man. Let's get this shit on the fucking road. Man. God. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hi, this is Gene Jabel, and I have had my ass kicked. I was thinking about doing one of those, but I'm just not in the mood for it. It's one of those shows where I have to just...
Thanks, Phil, for having me on. This is Chef Carl Cedilia.
And, this is Rudy Canoza.
And, Rudy, so how do you feel about this? So, Rudy, how do you feel about this?
Well, it's like anything else. I don't like that one. I like it.
So, Rudy, how do you feel about this?
Well, like anything else. I mean, I'm happy to be doing this, but...
I see. So, okay, I gotcha. Okay. I understand. I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, so you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, of course I understand. But,
So you understand what I'm saying. So...
Yes, I do. And I've also... Yes, of course I do.
So you understand the concept of what I'm saying.
Well, what concept is it,
So we have that. This fucking prize fight. Bozell should be at the pond. He ought to be thinking about life. All right, I give up, man. Hello? Hello? Dude. Oh. Sorry. That's it, okay. That's the one. Steve Bozell, how you doing, Steve?
Yeah, real good, Mr. Henry. I'm enjoying myself out here, and thanks very much for having me on the program. I'm happy to be here. I'm doing real good, Mr. Henry. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing real good, Mr. Henry. Test. Testy 1, 2. Yeah, I'm doing real good.
The light, the heat, your eyes. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess we could talk about Kobe Bryant. Phil, I don't want to talk about Kobe.
I was wondering, Mr. Henry, if you're going to be talking at all about Kobe Bryant. I think a lot of people need to, hear about that. I think a lot of people would like to know about it,
No, I don't think so.
God, Mr. Henry...
Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, of all the unconscionably tasteless things you've done, you're not going to invade this show and talk about Kobe Bryant.
Of the what? Well,
we don't even understand what that means.
That's good. All right, we ready to do it? Do it to it? Let's go.